Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Morning.
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 Hey, who's in the mood for some fun?
It's Monday.
He's ready for a great first day.
That's not me.
I was planning on sleeping in.
Don't go back to sleep, okay? I need you to wake up.
TGIMA. Thank God it's Monday again.
You're weird. You're such a weird person.
I just happen to be alive.
Yeah, well,
can you take it down a notch?
Whatever.
It's showtime, folks.
Yeah, bust it.
Gotcha.
Every single time I hear that music, that's what I think of. Good morning to you. It's the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Starting another week. It's Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Are you back to work? Are you going back as normal? Are you still at home? You know, what are you doing? We're still at home.
I mean, I'm actually asleep right now.
Well, good morning to you. Thanks for starting your day with the Wolf. Let's get this party started. Welcome to Monday. Good morning to you from the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Starting a brand new week. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase digging into your odds and ends. Last week's total for applying for unemployment, an additional 2.1 million people.
Wow.
Applied for unemployment last week. That brings the total to over 40 million Americans who are on unemployment now.
Man, that is insane.
Yeah.
Sure is. On a bright note, Costco's bringing back their free samples in June.
I saw that. I'm so excited. Oh, my goodness.
Got a new lunch spot.
Wait. Did you say Sam's or Costco?
Costco, but I think Sam's is talking about it as well. So let me just say, I'm so excited for Sample Saturday.
My mother-in-law and I just got a Sam's Club membership, so I'm looking forward to the free samples and the oversized products.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about it, though, is I just can't stand going to those places on the weekend. I mean, it's bad enough during the week.
No. The best time to go is 4:30 on a Friday. That's sarcasm, Dale. Sarcasm.
Pro tip. Show up at 4:30 on Friday. The Boston Marathon has been canceled now.
Mm-hmm.
I can have that. American Airlines is cutting 30% of their management jobs because of the Rona. Well, the airlines are, that's a tough business to be in.
I notice, I go out on my balcony and look out most of the time every evening, every afternoon, and I notice there's like not that many planes in the air at all anymore.
Right, mm-hmm. A lot fewer. You know, I mean, the planes I see a lot of times are the cargo planes or, you know, if Air Force One's doing touch and goes, you know.
I saw Spirit Airline the other day, and I was shocked.
It didn't fall from the sky?
One flight a day.
It was actually. It was landing. It was just kind of puttering itself down to the runway.
A typical Spirit Airlines landing. Hey, if you're expecting one of those debit cards, you know, as part of your stimulus, be careful you don't throw that away thinking it's junk mail. Evidently, a lot of people are throwing away their stimulus checks as the debit card because they think it's a scam. The Treasury Department sent 4 million debit cards loaded with the stimulus payments, and they're arriving in plain envelopes from a company called Money Network Cardholder Services, which does sound bogus.
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
That does sound bogus. Some people think the cards are bogus and are just throwing them in the trash. If you have to get that card canceled and replaced, it costs you $7.50. So, again, be on the lookout if you're expecting a debit card from a company called Money Network Cardholder Services.
I told myself I would never dumpster dive in my entire life, but now I feel like there's a reason.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf. Wake Up with The Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. and another quarantine concert coming your way, because that's what we do. We're the Wolf.
Word.
We bring this stuff to you. Yeah. Friday night, another one. I'll go ahead and tell you. Guess who it is? It's Walker Hayes.
Oh, look
little,
there.
Little all Walker right. Hayes. He's going to be on Friday night, and you can find all the scoop at 931wolfcountry.com. New Country 93.1 The Wolf. Wake up with The Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Thanks for waking up with The Wolf and having us on while you do what you do. Let's get the good news story. Annie, what do you got?
I've got a story about the bestest good boy in the whole world. He's so
must be a dog story. Uh-huh. Dog story.
It is. His name is Finley Malloy, and he's a 6-year-old golden retriever. And he just broke the record in upstate New York. The Guinness World Record for holding 6 tennis balls in his mouth.
Man, what a record to have.
He started cramming these balls in his mouth all on his own when he was 2 years old. And he had the record set in 2003 with 5 balls, but he upped his game. He's been trying for the past year. And, you know, the family there is relieved that his record has been certified. They don't have to scramble for their phones and record him every time he starts picking up tennis balls. It says that his journey to becoming a world record holder has been documented on his Instagram account, and it's Finny Boy Malloy, M-O-L-L-O-Y.
You ever think he's sitting there just going, why is everybody so proud of me right now? I'm just having fun.
Yeah.
I wonder too if he's got any doggy dental issues because of a
probably
something like
not.
That.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. But I will tell y'all he's got more followers than the 3 of us combined.
That's not a surprise.
Yeah, that's not a surprise. I have like 5.
36,000 followers. But he ended up celebrating his big victory with a backyard gathering with some of his fellow four-legged friends and a special hound cake from Bones Dog Bakery out there in Rochester.
Yeah, see what they did there? Hound cake.
He is.
Hound.
Now the Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents 5 After Laughter.
Self-help books. Why do so many people need help? Life is not that complicated. You get up, you go to work, you eat 3 meals, and you go back to bed. And the part I really don't understand, if you're looking for self-help, why would you read a book written by somebody else? That's not self-help. That's help. There's no such thing as self-help. If you did it yourself, you didn't need help. You did it yourself. Try to pay attention to the language we've all agreed on.
Hear 5 After Laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Life's little wins. What are those little things that make you feel good? Not a big thing, just something small. And I have a list, a big group of people were surveyed. There's a list, and their number one is also my number one.
Oh, ooh. No surprise. Mine has to deal with food.
Mine has to deal with money, so.
Oh.
We'll cover all this on Tuesday. New Country 93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up with The Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Lots of snacking been done over the last 90 days or so. Any snacks you've discovered or invented? I've got one for you guys.
I'll open this
discussion up with snacks. Now, I'm not even pretending that this is healthy, okay? Because it has bananas.
I like where we're going.
Okay, all right. If you slice the bananas, put a layer of Nutella.
Slower.
You slice the bananas.
Yeah.
You put a layer of Nutella between the banana slices and drizzle some caramel over that, then freeze them.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's a banana.
She's writing down. Take notes.
Slice the bananas. Put a nice layer of Nutella between the bananas and then drizzle some caramel over it. And put on some wax paper. Freeze them.
I tell you, that sounds fantastic.
Yes,
I just wrote all that down.
Okay, Annie, what you got?
Okay, mine is a delicious little delectable snack, just like that, but it might be a step up on the healthier scale than yours, but just a step. They taste like a candy apple. You take a grape, you dip one end in caramel, and then you dip it in the crushed peanuts.
Oh.
Put on like a little toothpick. I had them at like a little Memorial Day get together I went to. So good. Literally candy apple, caramel apples are like my favorite thing ever. So it tasted just like that, which is crazy because it was a grape, not an apple. But I highly recommend it. Quick and easy and just a little refreshing treat. Just enough to kill that sweet tooth.
Do you use the green grapes?
The person who made them, yes. I have not made them for myself yet, but that's a new discovery that will go on to like the every weekend menu. Okay. Okay. I think that's I ate like enough. 12 of them.
And Chase, how about you?
I have discovered, thanks to the mother-in-law, a new recipe for chocolate chip muffins. And I've been baking a lot of those recently, and it's not really much to it. It's basically the Betty White, not Betty White.
Betty White, man, she does everything. She's been so bored, she's creating muffin mix.
The Betty Crocker muffin mix, and I tell you what, it's fantastic. I bake those up every other night. I'm going to be honest with you, and.
Other night? How many do you make in a batch?
Hush, just don't judge me.
Because most muffin tins are either 6 or 12. So
this
where are
is
you
a
12.
This is a 12.
Ooh, proud of you, man.
Thanks.
You got to do an even dozen.
I love Betty White.
If Betty White, she may be 100, but she can do her thing. She can make it happen in the kitchen. Hey, what are your snacks? Have you come up with something yourself? Did you discover something somebody else passed along to you? Post it up. We want to know. New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. Wake Up with The Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. I know we were talking about snacks a little earlier. Now people are claiming on the interwebs, and if it's on the internet, you know it's true.
Bingo.
That cereal is better if you put it in the freezer before adding milk.
I'll try it.
I watched a video on this, and it looked pretty tasty from what they said and how they were eating it.
People are claiming that it's almost like you haven't properly had cereal until you've put a bowl of it in the freezer.
Really?
I can only imagine that it's like more crunchy, and I really love a good crunchy cereal in my milk. Like I hate when it starts getting soggy, you know? So I wonder if that makes the crunch last longer or the milk
so
is colder in that bowl.
You definitely don't like shred of wheat.
No.
No, I almost have to eat those one at a time because I'm like her. I cannot stand a soggy bowl of cereal. I put a small amount of cereal into the bowl and just enough milk to cover that cereal, and I eat it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they make a bowl for cereal eaters like us, Dale. One side of the bowl holds the cereal, and the other side holds the milk, and it's like a little downslope, so you can, like, scoop the cereal and the milk as you go and eat it out.
Oh, yeah. That sounds good because I'm like you. I like that cereal crunchy and crisp when you eat it. It's not clear. They're not saying how long you leave it in. But this one lady says, I put it in for an hour, and it worked great with Cheerios and Honey Bunches of Oats, which are very popular cereals.
Mm-hmm.
The main drawback is it turns a bowl of cereal into an hour-long process.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You know, that's no good. But if you want to try it or if you have tried it, we'd like to hear. Now that I've seen this and heard about it, I'm going to have to try it.
But don't contact us if you're the type of person that puts the milk in before the cereal.
Oh, no. You put the cereal in first. And
you got to have the right ratio. It can't be too much milk to not enough cereal. Yeah, no.
Yeah, because you're an animal and no.
And are you a fruit and cereal person? Do you like strawberries or blueberries or in your cereal?
Nah, keep it unhealthy.
Yeah, let's don't add any fruit and muck it up.
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
Well, let's try to make your Monday just a little bit better with five fun facts for your Monday. First of all, did you know today, it's the first day of June, but it's also New Year's Resolution Recommitment Day because it's been 6 months ago, or halfway through the year. Recommit.
First of all, can you believe that we're halfway through the year now?
No.
It's crazy.
No, it is not.
I will say, though, I'm going to take this right now as my day to restart over and stop shoving my fat face full of quarantine snacks.
I'm glad
to take this opportunity to recommit to the fact that I am never making any more New Year's resolutions.
Exactly. And on that note, it's Say Something Nice Day. So if you're out and about and you see something, say something nice. It's that simple.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Chase, you have eyes.
Thanks. I appreciate that. It was worth an effort. Did you know the three highest grossing media franchises of all time are Pokemon, Hello Kitty, and Winnie the Pooh? Mickey the Mouse and other Disney characters are fourth. Star Wars is fifth.
Wow.
How about that, huh? It just shows you, man, what people are going to see, and how many of those things did they make?
Yeah, exactly. Did you know 4% of the sand on Normandy's beaches is broken down shrapnel from D-Day?
Are you serious?
Really, now, that's the best fact in 2 weeks. That's an amazing head spinner right there.
Oh,
repeat
I love
that one more time.
4% of the sand on Normandy's beaches is broken down shrapnel from D-Day.
That's insane. You're walking on a piece of history constantly.
Yes, you are. Should I just...
It'd be fun to go over there and put some of that in a glass vial, you know?
Oh, yeah, that would
have
be.
It as a, yeah, have it as a keepsake. Yeah.
Well,
that's,
I'm done.
If that's the best fun fact in 2 weeks, let's just call it quits right now.
Bye.
All right.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4!
Things you need to know.
New Country 93.1, The Wolf. Wake up with The Wolf Show. Thank you for having us on your radio. It's Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. And I found this little... It's the results of a large survey done by one of those professional matchmaking companies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And there are more of those than you think there are. There are matchmaking companies that specialize in all different types of like you know, people trying to match up rich people or
yes.
you know, whatever. Well, one of these companies did an extensive study to find out exactly what men look for in women, both in personality and in look/physical characteristics.
Okay.
Okay.
And I have those results here. Let's see how we all feel about this. I'll start with personality. There are 5 traits under each of these categories. And there are 2 categories, personality and looks. I'll start with personality. Number 1 was honesty. Number 2, confidence. Number 3, playfulness. Number 4, kindness/gratefulness. And number 5, loyalty.
Yeah.
Right? Is everybody good with all
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I'm good with that.
Now we're going to move on to looks. These are physical characteristics, and I will give you the percentages so you can see the gap.
Okay.
Okay? First of all, under looks, number 1 by quite a margin was eyes. Guys are looking at the eyes first. 41.6% say eyes.
I'm going to have to say eyebrows. I have a thing with eyebrows.
What is with you and the brows, dude?
I like strong eyebrows.
I have never met anyone in my entire life who had anything to say about eyebrows. Have you, Annie, ever heard that?
No, not that it was like a turn-on, no.
Let me see. The first time I met my wife, the first thought in my head was, man, she's got nice eyebrows.
Okay,
see,
well,
I thought
that's
she would
fine,
go
man.
For her eyes. She has this very almond kind of cat-shaped eyes, so I thought for sure that's what it was.
No, it's the eyebrows. Strong game.
Well, eyes are number 1. Number 2, smile. Which, and let me give you the percentage, 41.6% said eyes. At number 2, smile, 29.6%. So you can see there's a fair gap there.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta say, I'm not necessarily attracted to a nice smile, but you better have good teeth.
Yeah, okay. I agree.
All right. Number 3, butt, 12.2% said that's where they're at, the butt. Number 4, boobs, 9.2%.
I love
that.
A good set of moobs on my man.
Yeah, you're in the right company now.
And number 5, legs. 7.4% said, yeah, nothing beats a great pair of legs. So how do you feel about how all that stacks up? Now that you've heard the list and the percentages, does it seem about right to you? Or
yeah,
does something
so.
Seem
yeah.
off about that?
Yeah, I think so.
Need eyebrows in there.
Did you think smile would come in above eyes? Or did you think eyes would be number 1 when it came to
looks? I thought eyes would be number 1. People just always say eyes, even if the eyes aren't the first thing they saw. That's one thing people think it is, so that's what they pop in there.
So you, what you think, though, and this is interesting, you think that people just sort of reflexively say eyes and
yeah.
that they may or may not really mean that.
That they're yeah, looking
honestly,
at something else.
Yeah, because honestly, I would probably say eyes when the first thing I look at is a build. I like a big guy, so if they're not even in that category, I don't care what they look like in the face or anything.
Okay. All right. Well, you heard that from Annie. She's the big build. That's the first thing she looks for. Chase, he's all about the eyebrows.
All about the eyebrows.
One thing about you, man, you're unique. There's no doubt about that.
Thank you. I accept.
You're welcome.
I accept.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up with The Wolf Show. Got to get out of here and make way for Clay J.D. Walker.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Uh-huh.
All right, welcome to a brand new week. This week, another quarantine concert coming your way.
With my man, Walker Hayes. I'm so excited we're going to have him in the Wolf Stand on Facebook Live Friday night, 7 p.m. So be there or be square because you have nothing else to do because we're in quarantine.
All right. Have yourself a great Monday. This lip is gone, Dongzilla. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye,
everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.